Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of Hispanic Wealth Matters. I am your host, Jose Tejada. And in this episode, we are going to talk about what happens when there is a systematic change, when the world just completely changes. So in my industry, we had a situation where the NAR, the National Association of Realtors, recently lost a case where the structure of how commissions are paid for the realtors is going to be completely, completely different. So before, there was this thing called coupling. Now, the case settled recently, about a week and a half ago. The case has been settled in an agreement for the NAR to pay $418 million in repairs and damages. It still needs to be confirmed by a judge, but it's unlikely that it won't, given that two parties have agreed on a settlement. But even if it wasn't confirmed on this settlement, it would be confirmed on something similar like it. The point being that things have essentially changed in this industry. And the question now is presented to the real estate industry: what happens when there is a complete systematic change? And how do you find yourself swimming, navigating the waters in that ocean? And this is a great example of how you need to be completely bulletproof and prepared in a market, because there are things that can happen that are completely outside of your control. And the question, of course, is how? It's unbelievable how many DMs and texts and emails I got that said, you have to pivot, you have to adapt. Yeah, obviously you do. The question is, how do you do that? And what do you need to do to do that? I wrote a piece recently on social media that said, it is not realistic to expect loyalty in the absence of value. And I think that that's very true. It is not, it doesn't make sense for you to think that your clientele, your customers, your investors are going to follow you if you have not demonstrated over time a continuing source of value to them. So maybe a rude awakening for this industry, but an awakening for any industry to continuously strive to be better and improve and become more efficient, more relevant. I think that the one great way of doing that is to always credentialize yourself and advance yourself in your career. You know, well, that might mean certifications, that might mean relationships, that might mean a variety of things that matter to the people that you serve. But specifically, I think that you need to be able to very quickly demonstrate and speak about your track record, and not just in the numerical sense of things, but also in the passion sense of things, the why, as a cynic would say. Why is it that it matters that they work with you? I've said it millions of times. People don't work with you for what you do. They work with you for how you do it. And so we find that in the real estate example and this NAR example, there are a lot of agents that find themselves misplaced because they lack the confidence in knowing what place they hold in the market. So you need to, I think, continuously, as you drive a business, be a serious business person. Be able to understand expenses and profits and marketing and branding. And also, I think it's important that we understand where people are buying. I think that placing yourself in the right rooms matters. I think that relationships completely matter. And the thing about those things is that they will matter when you most need them. You know, being a great networker, a person of relevance, a person of help, someone that people can count on when things are needed, may not feel like you're doing much in the time that you're doing it, but over time, when push comes to shove and it's absolutely needed, those are the relationships that will come to fruition, right? They say that you should always behave so that your friends don't have to defend you, but that they can if they do. I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think the real estate industry will bounce back. I think that ultimately the market will correct itself. But one of the soberings of this is to know that we need to elevate and always be at the highest level possible or striving for it in order to not be shaking when things like that are outside of our control happens. that's it for this episode, guys. I hope you found some value. I hope you share this or other episodes with friends and family and help us grow this podcast. There are a lot of big things happening this year, 2024. We're going to have a plethora of amazing guests. And as always, thank you for the Mission Matters Network for putting us on. I'll catch you on the next one.